a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Ready?
All right, everybody. We decided to take it to the streets.
Everyone, a talk show. We are back live. We don't need to be accepted by everybody. We need to be accepted by ourselves.
No rules?
Hell no, just do the damn thing. No rules.
So it's not the same thing, but be perfectly honest and clear about certain things.
Somebody in the house say yeah.
It is Tuesday night, the Every Woman Talk Show. I love our new intro. I hope everybody loves it. I am in love with our new intro. Big up to NAS. Thanks, NAS, for changing the intro for us. Tonight, we are going to get in. What did you say, NAS?
No, you got it.
Yep, I love it. I love it. Tonight, we're going to get into something that has been, I guess, going on for a few years now, and the difference between how women feel they should look and the, how women are perceiving other women and their look. So tonight we're talking about natural versus weave, or natural versus chemicals, or anything that's in that realm. We have some people calling in. I know we got some people that are online right now waiting to get in. If you want to talk on the show, you have to press 1 so that the producer knows that you're trying to come in on the line or talk on the show. If you don't press 1, you're just going to be able to listen to the show, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. However, if you want to get on and you have some questions or you have some comments, you have to push 1. For the people who are blocking in or who don't have the number to call in, the number is 646-478-4507. So we're going to get into this right now. Nath and I were talking behind the scenes before the show started, and I'm natural, but I am a weave, wig, piece queen, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. I'm natural when I feel like being natural. I put a wig on when I feel like putting the wig on. I put some weave in my hair if I feel like putting some weave on. I put my nails and my fingers if I put some fingernails. That's me. It's me, and I don't judge anybody else by their cover, so I really don't care if anybody tries to judge me by my cover. But what is natural? What do we consider natural? I have a girlfriend who says her and her sister got into it because of her sister being very into wigs and weaves, and she's being very natural, and, you know, some nasty, hard things were said. So do we think being natural for the women who are non-natural is ugly? And do we think the women who like to put on their pieces and their weaves and their fingers and their eyelashes, do we think that's over-exaggerating, or do we think that's non, they're not being enough, they don't have enough sisterhood in them because they do that? So what is the real meaning behind the controversy between the women who are natural and the women who are non-natural? We have some professionals calling in who I guess are going to get their perspective from their salons and so on and so forth about what they consider natural, non-natural, and what the, how the women are perceiving in the world changing into non-chemicals or braids or weaves. Or I just want to know what's going on out there, because I know what's going on behind the doors with my friends, my family. Just want to see what else is going on with the other sisters out here. Now, who do we have so far holding on? Do we have anybody holding on so far that wants to come on?
Well, let me check right now. Just give me a hot minute. Let me just find out who's online.
Yes,
once again, they got to hit that 1 button.
Absolutely. All right,
hold on.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to check behind the scenes to see if there's anybody waiting or of those listeners who are just calling in, listening in. And once again, I am happy that you just call in. If you don't want to talk, I get it, no problem. But calling in means everything to me because I know how many people are on my board and I know how many people are listening in by when you guys log in with me. So it's funny. My sister and I are very, very different. I know she's probably going to call in tonight. My sister and I are very different. I have been this way since birth. I've been the makeup, the lipsticks, the hair, the, you know, I've always been over the top. That's just me. And my sister is very different than I am. She's very, she's more conservative. And I guess I'm the wild one and she's the conservative one. So, you know, every now and then she would say to me, I wish I could do that. Or, I want to do that. I'm like, well, if you don't ever try, you never know. Not to say I want to push her into being non-natural, but I like to change. I like to look different on a regular basis. I'm a chameleon. You will never see me ever with the same mask.
You'll never see
me
back.
With the same. I'm sorry, that's what you say?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. You know, we just got listeners on the line. They're not
okay,
you know, they just want to listen.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's how we get information out. They're just listening, and then we get some feedback after that. So all I think I can ask for right now. I did tell the ladies about 7:15, 7:20 to call in because we take a break around that time. That way we know who's behind the scenes. But, yeah, she's very conservative, and I am the crazy one. And I don't say she's prettier than I am, and I don't think she says that I'm prettier than she is because we're different. I like to look different all the time. We were laughing behind the scenes, but we were talking about what were we talking about, Nash, color in your hair, if you're wearing weaves and this new thing, this new fad about blue hair and green hair and fuchsia hair. Okay. The problem with that is they have taken what they see entertainers, professional entertainers who are people who do this stuff for a living, put it in their hair and it looks gorgeous on them because it works for them. That doesn't mean you can go to Lily's store and get the same blue weave or same color blue weave and think it's going to look okay in your hair. If it's not done professionally, believe me, the results are not going to be the same. And there also is an age limit for everything. I think Keisha Cole's blue hair is hot. I love her in her blue hair. Love it. I think the sister who has the show on, she's a hairstylist, Kim... can't think of her last name. She's a hairstylist. She has a show on cable. She puts blue in her hair. Hot. Works for her. Hot. She's a little older. Hot. Works for her. Doesn't necessarily mean that we from the urban area can do the same thing because we can't unless it's done professionally. And when I mean professionally, I don't mean go to Lily's store and have your sister put it in a house. I mean going to a salon and letting a professional do your hair. I had a salon for a few years. I did hair for many, many, many years. It's not my thing anymore. Nails are really my thing. That's not even my thing anymore. But, you know, just the idea of, you know, the kitchen barbers and the kitchen slap the perms in your hair. No, these things really need to be done professionally. And if you don't know someone who can do it professionally on a cheaper level, then you got to pay the money to get it done for real. The Wind Pool brand, and wig. Like I said, that's, you know me. I'm different. I don't care. I will put a ponytail on to my damn feet if that's what I feel like doing that day. However, when I put it on, it's on right. Now, please stop buying these $10.99 wigs, these $9.99 wigs, and wearing them for 7 months. So they're not meant to be worn for 7 months. They are not real human hair. They're synthetic hair, and it mats. It mats very, very soon. So when we want to look pretty, we want to look different, and we want longer hair because we have short hair. We want, you know, we want to put on a short wig because we got long hair. That's you know, that's the thing. If you want to look different for your man at night, you want to do something different, you want to be a blonde, or whatever, cool. But at least make sure it's presentable. At least make sure it's presentable. Now, on the side of our natural sisters, we have some natural sisters that I can say, you need to really do something to your hair. Okay, you're natural. Now what? Now what are we going to do? Because you just can't walk around looking like any old thing because you want to be natural. Natural doesn't mean that you can walk out the house looking like you just rolled out of bed. Natural means the state of hair, the state of your hair from birth. It means it has no chemicals in it. It means it has no dye in it. It means it has no, you know, nothing stripped in your hair, just a natural state. That doesn't mean you can't make it stylish and look like $1 million because you have natural hair. You can have natural hair and still look like $1 million. And it also,
yes.
The thing about natural, too, is some people are saying natural means you can't put heat on your hair at all. It means, like, no blow dry, no pressing. Pressing doesn't give you any chemicals. It's just a pressing curl we used to get when we were kids, which means now it's taking you from your natural curly state to a straight state of texture. But it's still natural because there's no chemicals in it. So people will argue that that's not natural either. So I can't wait to hear what, you know, some of the people are thinking and what some of the people have to say about what they consider natural, and have we gone too far with wigs and weaves? Have we gone too far with lashes and nails and all that kind of stuff? I really need to hear what we're thinking out there. Because we know
well,
that
Well,
you
got April online.
Okay, I knew she would call in. Okay. Let's get her in.
That's, all right, no doubt.
Hey. Hello?
Hey.
Okay. Now, you know me, and I'm very corny.
Did you just hear what I said about you?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, so you didn't come. You came on a little bit too late. I said to them, my sister is more conservative, and I'm the, and I don't want to say I'm the wild one, because I'm not wild, but I will.
And I don't think I'm conservative. I think I'm just plain.
Okay. Let me just say
I have naturally curly hair,
mm-hmm.
and my hair can get very thick. Okay, you know how the sisters are wearing their hair natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if I do absolutely nothing to my hair is thick as heck. Okay, mm-hmm. if I do nothing for days and days and days. But if I put a moisturizer in it or whatever, I have naturally curly hair, and it looks okay, but to me it's not full enough, it's not thick enough when I put stuff in it. When
mm-hmm.
I don't put stuff in it, it just looks nappy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have a problem with the natural look, but like you said, I do agree that we need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't consider putting heat to your hair. I don't have any chemicals in my hair. I do dye my hair from time to time. I like color. But I have no perms and none of that kind of stuff in my hair.
But you're not natural anymore. That was the argument.
But I was
natural
for a long time before I even dyed my hair.
That's not what I'm saying. Some people
mm-hmm.
would say you're still natural because the color is not like a perm.
Right.
So it doesn't really it changes the texture of your hair, but doesn't really change the texture of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really change the
color. Because I see a lot of sisters with the natural look with color.
With color,
okay.
That's
yes.
my point. That's my
point.
I
see a lot of the sisters with color. They're
exactly,
not using henna.
Exactly,
they're using
exactly,
freaking color.
Exactly.
Okay.
And henna today has some stuff in it that's not pure.
Right.
Either, so
right.
We don't even want
right.
to. So that's what I want to talk to some of the professionals about.
But I was going
to
say.
Some of the sisters who are natural.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I've never worn weaves. Or I don't like. I'm not going to say I don't like. I never felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my own hair grows long, and you know this,
mm-hmm.
I was never comfortable with wearing something that wasn't mine, but I'm going to say that my sister put a ponytail in my hair, okay, because
mm-hmm.
my hair is thin, and I love the way it looked, and I don't
mm-hmm.
think I'll ever really go back to wearing it up the way I was wearing it naturally without a piece of my hair now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that. Okay? When I never thought I would even do that.
I have converted a natural. And it wasn't a long ponytail. It wasn't
no,
you know,
it was a bun.
She would never do that. It was just a bun to give her some volume in
If I was doing a photo shoot, I did wigs and I do the ponytails. If I'm doing a photo shoot, but if it's just an everyday look, I would not do that. That's just not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I'm against it. I'm just not comfortable with that. But
right.
I'm gonna tell you something. I was feeling my little ponytail bun. Okay, I was feeling my ponytail bun. And I'm still feeling my little ponytail bun.
Well,
and my kids keep laughing at me.
And that was a requirement for my 50th birthday, that all my girls at the party have buns. Well, most of the girls, you know, it's summertime. You know, they've cut their hair or whatever. So I'm like, okay, lick it up and wrap some of that little bun up in there and call it a day. But it wasn't, if she was very uncomfortable when I did it, we would have just taken it out and been like, okay, it's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is my thing. It's my thing. I love it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm, but for the past maybe 2-3 weeks, I've been natural. I've just been pinning it up and flipping it and calling it a day. So there's nothing in it, and there's no pieces in it. There's nothing in it.
Right,
but
right.
Mm-hmm. I do have a wedding Sunday, and pieces will be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just me. You know.
But we
me.
Were, you know, the thing about women, hold on a second, that are all natural, I just feel like I have seen sisters with lint in their hair.
Right. Right.
You know, if you're going to go natural, but
right.
put something in your hair to make your hair nice and soft. It doesn't have to be curly if you don't have
nice
curly
soft.
Hair.
It's just
but
presentable.
Pick
it
out.
Matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Let it be even to mm-hmm. some degree. Do something where it's at least neat. I went into a store one day, and the young lady was working there, and she looked a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you got to remember to put him up. He was on the couch again. And my thing with that was, like, I'm sitting here looking at her saying things have changed dramatically, drastically.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When we used to go to job interviews and go look for work, we had to be, I mean, completely presentable. I mean, her clothes were okay, but her hair looked, how are you going to go to work with lint balls and lint all
right.
in your hair?
Right.
Just because you're saying you're natural, that has nothing to do. I'm just shocked that nowadays they're even allowing, that they're hiring people that look like that. Because
well, I think because
you know,
they want to be politically correct, they
correct.
Can't really,
and not
they
right,
really
right.
can't
right.
They
mm-hmm.
really can't say anything. Now,
but I really wanted to say to her, sister, you need to at least pick your hair out and get the lint out of it. Like if you're going to wear a nappy afro, it's what it was supposed to be, but not even an afro. And that's another thing. We grew up in the 70s. 60s, they had natural
those
afros.
Were sharp, honey.
Sharp, right.
But
they were picked
they were
out,
precise.
Greased.
They were precise.
And
they were what?
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were natural women. They
mm-hmm.
were natural
yep.
women back then. Body
and what makes
natural.
A natural person
everything
any blacker than
natural.
Us?
Natural. Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. Do you think your naturalness makes you blacker than the next black
that's,
person?
That was my
or African American person?
Too.
How
so,
is that?
So here's another question. I have, well, let me make the statement, then I'll ask the question. I know some sisters who are my friends who are natural, who
mm-hmm.
their process that they go through every day or every week or however, you know, it takes for them to do
mm-hmm.
their process, is so traumatic that it takes more time and more money to stay natural and healthy than it does to not be natural. So I get it. If that's what you want to do and that's where you want to be, I get it. Because like I said, I've spoken to several friends who have
get
a process that they go through.
And he's biting up stuff again.
To keep
mm-hmm.
it, Apple, you're on the air.
I'm sorry.
That have gone through a process every week to maintain their natural, healthy status of their hair.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is, so if you're natural and your texture of hair is not the same texture of hair as mine as natural, does that make me less natural because my hair is, like, I need to, like, I'm so confused with the whole natural thing. I'm so
mm-hmm.
confused with it. And I just think, I don't know, for me, I think it's overrated, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm natural. And you're natural.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
all our sisters are natural. And my brothers are natural. I'm just saying, like, for me, it's like you said, natural.
Did you tell a story
thing.
About what Ted said to me about my hair and everything, about the singing?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Can I say that? Can I tell a story?
I don't care what you tell.
Okay. So I worked in New York for, you know, a company, and I used to wear my suits and, you know, get my hair, you know, get my hair blown out and curled or whatever. Mind you, no perm. Okay. So I had a brother that was going through one of the motherland phase where he wanted to find himself, so to speak, or, you know, it was great to be down and black and, you know, the whole blackness thing, which is cool. Anyhow, he was performing at a place where a lot of, you know, open spoken words and poetry and stuff was going on. So, you know, a lot of the people there had the after a very natural look and the dashikis and so forth and so on. Yeah, very. And so my mother invited me to come hear him, and I had a business suit on. My hair was done, you know, straight, curl, you know, whatever. And so they asked me to sing, and he says, no, 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 don't sing, don't sing. And I said, why not? Just don't sing, don't sing, don't sing. And I'm like, why? Because everybody there knew him. And I realized what it was that I wasn't African-centric enough for him to present me as his sister, because to me I looked like a little corny, well, I don't want to say white girl, but whatever. You know what I mean? I wasn't down enough.
Like a white girl. Well, here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking dress-wise, like, okay, professional. You know what I mean? Not down or not with the call, so to speak, is, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm saying, what? Okay. Now, if anybody's ever heard me sing, they know I sing like a black woman. I got much more soul than a lot of people. So I'm saying to myself, does it matter what I look like on the outside when you know what's on the inside? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and
my feelings, people.
And my feelings are very hurt. So anyway, because of that, my mother said, get up there and sing. I got up there and I sang, and I taught her to play something. I got a standing ovation. After I got the standing ovation, then he comes over to me, hugging me. Oh, this is my sister. This is my sister. But prior to that, it was almost like he was embarrassed because I wasn't down enough. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of hurt my feelings. I'm saying, I don't have no perm in my hair. This how I look. This my hair.
But so,
what do you want me to do? Am I supposed
to
change?
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with your statement right there. So what if you have perm in your hair? So what? Does that make
that's the point.
Less?
Am I supposed to change?
Listen to my question. Would that still make you less than his
African-American
sister? Did you have perm in your hair? Or because you have a grade of hair that you didn't need to perm your hair would be straight?
And that's like
perm.
Saying
I don't understand.
That's like saying an African-American with blue eyes is not African-American or not black enough
because
they got
blue
eyes.
Or because
some of us have
red hair. Or some of us have blonde hair.
Or some of us are
fairer than others. Or some of us are, you know, does that make you less black because of the texture of your hair?
Hair,
or because you put perm in your hair? Or because you got braids
or like us growing up, and people saying, oh, what are y'all? Or where y'all from? And I'm like, what do you mean, what are we? I'm black. No, you're not. Why can't I be black with a decent grade of hair, if that's what you call it?
But what
if
decent
you
grade
choose
of hair?
To call, that's
see,
what
that's
I said, if that's
see,
what you
that
call
is
it.
Where,
if that's
where
they think.
Society, that's
right,
where society
has reared it to.
So
right.
screwed up that we say, this is,
okay,
this
so are
is
they
better
to,
than
are
this.
They trying to, are they trying to prove the blackness by showing they have coarser hair? Like, you know what I mean?
That's my point. That's what I wanted to talk to certain people because my thing is, like I said, am I less black than you are because our textures are here are different? No. I'm probably blacker than you'll ever be.
Right.
I know I'm probably more ghetto than you'll ever be, but I know I'm probably blacker than you'll ever be. Now, and the thing that makes me laugh about that is because we're biracial, that does that mean I'm less black than you too? But this is not a show about whether we're black or white. This is really a show about the sisters thinking that because you're natural, you're natural, and the sisters who are non-natural, do you think you're better than they are, or do you think yes, honey.
Yes, I'm sorry. You have Portia online.
Okay,
expect
great.
To call her.
Yes, yes.
We're gonna bring her on.
Portia is one of the stylists. Yes, I do.
You know what you
got to say? Hi, Portia. Hi, how are you? Hi, good. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Did you hear any of what we were talking about?
No, I heard a little bit. It sounded a little heated.
Heated because we're sisters, but it's okay. we're from the same
we
mama,
talk
same
like
daddy.
That.
Same mama, same daddy. You know, so what we're trying to establish, and what I'm trying to establish today, is the understanding of natural versus non-natural, or natural versus weaves, and things of that nature. So can you tell me a little about where you stand with it, and who you are, so they know who you are.
Okay. My name is Portia. I work in a salon in the Bronx called Eternal Beauty of New York, and I am a loctician. So I deal with only natural hair. Where I stand is basically we've been working with perms for so many years, and perms have actually done a lot of damage to our hair. And we really do need to either listen to our beautician more carefully when they're giving us advice on how to take care of our permed hair, or we need to dial back and not use the perm as often. I've wore perms for many years. I just became a lot probably in 2008. But I've been working with a lot here since the year 2000. Before that, my hair, I went into various stages of permed hair, braided hair, and natural hair. Mm-hmm. The permed hair is much easier to take care of, and I understand why women go and perm their hair. It's also, mm-hmm. in many cases, much more universally accepted. But mm-hmm. we're at a stage now that we really need to embrace our natural selves, who we are with our natural hair.
Now, when you say we're at a stage that we need to embrace, so you think they're not embracing who they are when they put perm in their hair?
No, I'm not saying they're not embracing who they are. They're embracing a different perception of who they are. But you have to learn how to like yourself with your natural hair. The hair that
why?
You were born
why
with.
Do they,
the
why?
Hair.
Why? I think that's the point I want to make tonight. Why? Why do they have to like themselves with natural hair? Why can't they like themselves with permed hair? Why can't they like themselves with locked hair? Why can't they like themselves with a weave in their hair? Why is it necessary for us to define who we are by how we do our hair?
Well, it's not really necessary to define who we are, but you need to know who you are. If you know who you are, you know that you are that permed hair girl. You must have permed hair. That's fine. But try to be open to explore other parts of who you may be.
Mm-hmm. Before she's still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, in other words, just try to be open to define who you are as mm-hmm. people with natural hair or weaved hair or
right.
permed hair or
right.
braided hair. Just be open
right.
to other sides of it.
Right.
One thing that I'm really liking about the weave society now, the way the weaves are working now, is that now, especially with the crochet braids, you can get a more natural look without
right.
actually converting over to
and
being
to see whether or not you
natural.
Like yourself that way.
That's right. That's right. right. And I'm
now,
all
I've
for
done,
that.
I've done, I'm telling you, I don't know if you were on, I've done everything. First of all, I had a salon for several years. I've done everything from the sun up to sundown. I've had locks. I've had the yarn braids. I've had the crochet braids. I didn't have that perm in my hair only because my hair, if you blow it, it's cool. But if I had to achieve whatever I wanted to achieve, I would do it because that's just who I am. So
right.
I'm a chameleon. I don't care. I loved my yarn dreads. Loved them enough where I wanted to probably thought about locking my hair. But the reason why I didn't lock my hair is because I don't like the same thing too long. So I would get very bored with it and
mm-hmm.
want to change something. So for me, I can't just be one way. But that's me.
Right.
But I just want to, what I really want, and I needed to, I'm so glad you came on. I'm so glad you are, you know, somebody who does the natural, because you don't have a lot of sisters who are doing natural hair. I don't have any problem with natural hair. I don't have any problem with people doing natural. What I do have a problem with is what my sister said earlier. When you want to be natural, you still got to be presentable. You still got to look
Absolutely.
Like you are on your A game, regardless of what profession you have. Natural
right.
is natural, but you still have to look presentable. I still got to come to wherever you work and want to deal with you. Not
that's
slick
right.
coming out your hair, one side lumpy, one side out. No, because that doesn't make you a stronger black woman or a stronger black person because you're natural.
That's right. Now, part of the issue with that is a lot of the women want to do the natural on their own. There's a whole host of products
right.
out there for them to do the natural.
Right.
And they're getting a lot of information, some of it bad, some of it good, from the
mm-hmm.
internet on how to do their own natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe periodically you need to take a walk into the salon.
Mm-hmm. I just said that. If you're
yes.
going to be natural, if you're going to be natural, if you're going to be permed, if you're going to be anything like that, then you have to let a professional tell you how to do it. It's important.
Right, right. Periodically, you need to take a walk into the salon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, I have to examine why they want to go natural. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of them do want to go natural at this point in time to save money so they don't
mm-hmm.
have to go into the salon. But what they're
mm-hmm.
not realizing is that salon money that they were spending every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, is now going into products.
Right, right.
Because
right.
they have a closet full of different type of products for different things that they've tried. They're not quite sure what they really like, what they really need. They really need to sit down with a professional for them to tell you what you need for your hair, not what the internet says that you need for your hair.
Right, right. Well, and that's the whole thing. We come to, like I thought, I told my sister earlier, I have several friends who are asking. He said they have a regimen that is forever long, once a week that they have to do to their hair, and they've got certain products that they have to buy for their hair, and that's very costly. So that may be a lot of reasons why some of our sisters will not go natural, because they can't afford natural either.
Well, see, some of them don't even know how much it costs to go natural. They just wake up one morning and say, I'm tired of going for my touch-up every 6 or 8 weeks. I'm tired of going in every 2 weeks for a wash and set. This is becoming costly. I'm going to go natural. They don't realize that the products is what costs them the money, the additional money. And they don't realize also that the time that you spend in the salon getting your touch-up or your wash and set is now the time that you're going to spend on a daily basis. They don't realize that. And then they come back 3 months, 6 months later and say, you know, I don't think this natural stuff is for me.
Because you know what? Because they're doing it. When you go into a salon, someone else is doing it for you. But when you're saying natural and you want to take care of your, then you're taking that time out. I mean, I'm telling you, I talked to one of my friends and she's like, good, you could take me 3 hours to get it together. I'm like, 3 hours? Girl, please.
Right.
I ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that, you know. And so we were also talking about, and Porsche, I just wanted to get your view on this. We were also talking about our mindset with our sisters. Do the sisters who are going natural think they are, the reason for doing it, you think, is because they, several different reasons, but some of the reasons are that they think they're going to save money by not going and getting chemicals in their hair. That's probably one of the reasons. So the other reason you think it's because we're now trying to find our roots or where we are, and do we think some of the sisters who are doing that think they're better than the sisters who are not converted?
Well, yes, I do think
you work in
the
salon, so what are you getting out of that? What are you getting
out of that? A lot of them are really thinking that if I keep with the straight hair, if I keep with the weave here or whatever, I'm embracing more of a Caucasian appearance, more of a Caucasian look. And those who are going more natural feel that they're coming in contact with their and it's, to me, it's not even a matter of coming in contact with your roots. It's a matter of what's better for you as an individual. Because not everyone can or will go natural. Now, on the other side of that, not those people who do go natural do look down on those people who do have the straight hair or the weave hair because they're feeling like you're not who you really are.
You're not accepting your roots. Right.
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 And we don't know all of our ancestry, but our ancestry could be that we may have Caucasian roots there that we might want to embrace too.
Coming from a biracial family, a biracial parent, I never wanted to embrace either or. I'm just me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I look black, so of course people are going to say you're black because we have more black in us than anything. My father's white, my mother's black. However, we look more. I would say Ethiopian or Dominican or whatever, you know, what people ask us, that's what they think we are. However, I don't try to embrace either or. I don't try to embrace his side, and I don't try to embrace her side. I embrace Uli. Whoever Uli want to be that week, that's what Uli's going to be, whether it's curly hair, because, you know, I would slap some conditioning and let it curl up and call it a day. I would send pictures. I would post pictures on the Every Woman Talk Show. Everybody knows me, knows I'm a chameleon. I never look the same. I'm so bored with, you know, I get bored very, very easy. So I change all the time.
Right.
I have gone natural where I cut all my hair bald, all the way down, not bald, like bald, you know, all the way down to like a Caesar, all the way down. And then I was like, you know what, I'll put some color in it. I might be blonde, I might be red. I'm just different. So, but my issue with women is I don't ever want black sisters to have an issue with each other because of what we want to look like. Because we have enough issues amongst us already. that's the last thing that we need to be worried about is you want to be natural and me perming my hair, or you being natural and I got to weed down. That's my bit. That should not determine who I am as a person by what I do to my hair. Now, like I said, some natural sisters need to really look in the mirror before they walk out the door. But the sisters who are perm need to make sure them, the BDBs in the back of the head match the top of the head, too. And the weave queens need to make sure the weaves, the tracks ain't showing. I mean, we could talk about this all day. My thing is not about what you want to do. It's how you look when you're doing it. How you look when you're doing it. And if you're doing it to become natural because it's just a phase, I mean, a fad, and everybody is doing it, then you're wrong because it's not who you are. If you're doing it because you really want to be natural, then you do it because that's who you are. Your inner side is saying, I want to be natural. I'm tired of looking like that. Now I want to look like this, and this is who I want to be from now on. I'm telling you, when I had my yarn dress, it took all of everything out of me not to go and lock my hair. So that's how much I was in love with the yarn dress. And they were yarn, but you couldn't tell they were yarn, and I absolutely loved the way I looked in them. But I know me. After 3 weeks, I was like, okay, hello?
Hello?
Nash, you coming in?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm sorry. I was behind the scenes with some hosts. Najla says she's going to call right back in. April says she got to go, but she's definitely listening.
Okay. So, you know, I think that's my biggest thing is that we're doing it for, like you said, for the right reasons and understanding that what you choose to do with your hair is your choice, not somebody else's choice. And not what somebody else is thinking about you. You know, and we were talking about society now has accepted the more natural roots of our roots when we're looking for job interviews because they want to be politically correct. I don't think, you know, that the sister with the lint in her hair would probably pray she wouldn't go to work with lint in her hair or go to a job interview with lint in her hair. But I'm telling you, I work in a beauty salon. I work in a bridal salon, and some of the sisters come in there with natural hair, and I'm like, you really got to be kidding me. Like, you really came in here looking like this? Like, really? Like, a band wrapped around your hair and looked like you had not combed it out, picked it out in months. That's not cool. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not presentable. It didn't look well. It didn't look nice. It didn't look neat. And like we said, in the 70s and the 60s, Black power was black power. We was wearing natural, and we were wearing it well. We were wearing the Afro puffs. We was wearing the Afros, but they were precise, and they were neat, and they were right. Today, I'm like, what are we considering natural now? Like,
going natural.
I absolutely love the way her hair was. She looked like she may have braided them in a bunch of big braids, and then let the braids out, and it was just out. I loved it. I'm black. However, one of the other people who worked in the salon was not so pleased with the way it looked because she would never understand it because she would never be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She would never be able to achieve that look because she's Caucasian, so she would never be able to achieve that look. So she wasn't very pleased with the way it looked. I thought it was sharp. She had reddish color in it. I couldn't wear it. Wouldn't be for me. But it looked nice on her. And she was a hairstylist too, so it looked nice on her.
Right.
But I just want to make sure when we are talking, and so let me ask you this, with natural, when we say natural, are we saying natural, no color, no perm, what else? What else trips you here? Is that what would you consider hair that's natural and color in it still natural?
I consider hair that is natural is anything that has not been chemically straightened.
Anything you that's not chemically straightened.
Right. You could throw a little color in it because there are natural colors out there that you could put in. There's natural, because I use it all the time with my lock clients. I use a natural color. You can put in a natural color, even if it's a henna. It's still natural. Mm-hmm. It's changing the color of your hair.
Right, right. So if someone uses a box dye, that is no, then their hair is no longer natural?
If someone uses a what kind of dye?
a box dye, like the cheap box dyes in the stores.
You, that's a fine line.
Right.
I would still consider that natural. I would still consider that natural because your hair is not chemically straightened.
Right. Right. So anything
straightened.
So if it's not permed, or right, not permed or texturized, or anything like so, then you would consider that natural.
Right. Even if someone straightens their hair, I consider that natural.
Right. If
somebody just
straightened curls. Right.
Yes.
Right.
I consider that natural.
And see, that's where I don't understand, because if you wear your hair natural curly, and I wear my hair natural at the doobie spot, and they blow it out and put the rollers in it, and it's straight. But you don't know that. You don't know whether or not my hair is perm or my hair is natural and just blown out straight. You don't know that. So why are you judging me? Not you per se, person. I'm just saying in general. How can you be judging me when you don't even know whether or not my hair is natural straight because I blew it out, or naturally straight because I relaxed it?
Well, to me, it's one of these things that we all have to be accepting of each other no matter what our style is.
Exactly.
However, I do agree that some natural looks aren't quite neat. And for that matter, some weave looks aren't quite neat.
Exactly.
And yes, if you're doing the straightening comb, sometimes you need to go back every 2 weeks, not once a month.
Right.
So
right.
It's for the natural hair, that should not be an excuse to be lazy.
Exactly.
You must comb your hair. You must do something to your hair every day. Moisturize it, put oil in it, whatever it is, you must do something to it every day. It's not an excuse to say, I'm just going to tie it up and go to bed. No.
Right.
No. And if more people who had natural hair wore their hair a little bit more, I won't even say tanned, but a little bit more groomed, we'll probably have less people feeling upset about this.
Right. Well,
so
I definitely want you to put your salon where you work on the air, sisters who are interested in doing their hair natural, or who are already doing their hair natural, who are looking for someone to continue to help to keep their hair healthy. There's a lot of resources because, you know, like I said, for me, it's all a matter of preference or a matter of looking professional.
Right. I have a question to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. Would you consider natural hair also hair that is braided or intertwined with extensions?
I mean, your hair is natural from the root, but now you're adding extensions. So what's the difference between weave and that then?
That's my question.
Right. And see, that makes me laugh because there are sisters who wear braids and think they're natural. But no, you're not natural because that ain't your hair.
That's right. It's not.
That's a good question. And I hope everybody's out there listening. And I really hate when people, they have so much to say, but nobody calls in and says it. And asks when you're really thinking it. I would consider that, like we said, it's a fine line. Because you're using synthetic hair or human hair. You're using something else in your hair to make you have the illusion of longer hair.
Right.
What's the difference
longer
between
hair.
That and a wig?
Right.
Or a wig. What's the difference?
For that. That's right.
It's not yours.
Right.
It doesn't belong to you. It wasn't your natural state when you came out your mother's womb. That is not your natural state. Braids in your hair.
That's right. It's so true. I've had a lot of clients where I have done the faux locks or the lock extensions on, and they say, yeah, I want it to look as natural as possible. Yeah, I can get it to look natural, but you have to remember that it's still not your hair.
It's not
you
natural.
You did not grow it.
Right. So do they come back after growing it and say they love it enough, they want it, and this is what they want then? Or, you know, sometimes it's experimental to see if you like it. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead, Portia.
The faux locks is when they come in and they just want to put it in for a month or two as a protective style. And I use synthetic hair with that. But now, the lock extensions, I use human hair with that. That means you want to grow locks, and you, but you don't want them to be tiny, tiny, the starter locks when you first start out. They don't want to go through that baby phase. They want to already have mature-looking locks. Those are the ones that usually keep the locks in for a few years. I've had clients who have kept their locks in for 4 or 5 years, the extensions.
Right, right. Let me just cut you off for 1 minute, Portia. I just want to talk to my producer. Nas?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah,
yes, I'm right here.
Some people who are texting me and trying to get in. So can you just check the line for me?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, make sure they hit
Thank
one.
You. Okay.
Just remind them hitting one. All right.
Okay. All right, thanks. I was talking, I went to one of the braid shops after I did my yarn dreads, and I went in and I was going to do the dreads with the extensions in it. The dreads with the extensions in it. And then they said, well, you know, it starts to lock into your hair. And I was like, okay, because I don't know if I'm ready for that.
It depends on how long you keep the extensions in, because your hair starts to lock within 3 months. Your hair starts to lock within 3 months. If you're only keeping it in for 6 weeks, it shouldn't start to lock.
Okay, and you can just come out naturally then. You can get them taken out. Okay. All right.
Yep.
I mean, it's definitely something I wanted to try after I did the yarn dress, because I love the way those look. I just know I can't do anything as a permanent thing, because it's just not who I am. And somebody's like, oh, you could do different styles. No. I don't mean roll it this way and pin it up. No, that's just, I get very bored with looks, so I need to change on a regular basis. And, you know, it's just, we were just laughing about all the colors that these girls are wearing in these weeds now, and I'm like, there is an age requirement for me when you start putting colors in your hair. I'm like, you should not be 50 years old with blue hair and 40 years old with pink hair and green. I'm like, what? Because we see entertainers doing it on TV and in shows, does not necessarily mean it's going to translate the same for you. Just because we see our sisters on TV becoming natural doesn't mean it's going to translate the same for you. They have a professional maintaining their hair. So if you're going to go natural, at least have a consultation with someone to let them teach you how to maintain your natural hair in a healthy, presentable way. If you're going to have a weave in your hair, at least go to a professional so that you can look as neat as possible. You will never look natural, because weaves, we know, do not look natural, because none of us have hair down our back that's Brazilian hair. So let's be realistic here.
Right.
You know, let's just be real here. My weave looks so natural. No, it doesn't. You don't have Brazilian hair. You don't. Like, if somebody has something on Facebook, oh, my God, I just crack up with Facebook sometimes. It's like, the Brazilian is at the top and the African is in the back. And I'm like, you know, that's not even nice, but it's true. It's true. Now, and if you're going to try to get weave, at least try to get it to match your gray hair. But we won't do that. We don't want to do that. Now, that's what I think we're trying to be more Caucasian than our natural roots. When you know your hair is not 10 points straight like that, why would you want to get weave and then have the top out and the grades don't match? What's the point?
Right.
That makes absolutely no sense to me. Go get some yaki with some texture in that stuff, so that at least it blends better to your grade of hair. If you want hair down your back, I don't have no problem with that, you know. But at least, if you want it to look natural, you have to at least try to get the grade as close as possible to your grade of hair.
That's true.
Unless you're doing it where there's nothing left out. But even then, we still know it's not yours. But at least you don't have the two different grades blending together. You know, and then you got the lace front wig. Now you got the lace front wig. Everybody want to have a lace front on. And you want the baby hair sticking on the top of your hair, on the bottom. Come on. People. You know, don't you see how commercialized they make this and make us
think this is the thing we need. And see, that's why I think some of the sisters who are natural get upset with the sisters who are not natural, because we go to so extreme to be something that we're not. That's when I have a problem.
Right.
But listen, I had a lace wig when they first came out. After I put it on, 3 days later, I said, you don't get this stuff off my head looking like a helmet. But, you know, I thought it was cute when I saw it on TV. I thought it was cute when I saw it in a convert. But when I put it on, and I don't even need, but I just like looking different. So I did it. And 2 days later, I went back to the lady. I said, you'll get this stuff off my head. They said, well, at least we ain't going to wait another week. We ain't going to wait another 3 days. We're going to get this off right now. Because now I feel like I'm perpetrating. Because, see, what I tell everybody is so funny. When I wear wigs and when I wear weaves and I wear ponytails, mine is so long, you already know it ain't mine. It is my accessory. It's my accessory for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me. And I don't wear that long wig every single day. And I don't wear that long ponytail every single day. No, that's just what I felt like that day. It's my accessory. I change my jewelry. I change my pocketbook. I change my shoes. I change my hair.
Okay.
That's just me. That's just me. Mm-hmm. You know. And then that day is when I will just put my hair, I will put some gel in it and flip it up, the dippity-doo, and flip it up in a little flip in the front and pin it up in the back. And that's me for the rest of the week, because I don't want to put nothing else in my hair. But it's my choice. It's my choice. You know. And we should have a choice. And I don't think the sister, and see, and another thing, most sisters won't think I'm natural because my hair is wavy and straight. It's natural. I'm going to show you how natural they're not, but a bunch of grains have been in now. But and since you said that if I put a box of dye in my hair, I'm going to still be natural, we're going to do that tomorrow. They got to go. A sister got a wedding to go to this weekend, and we don't want all the grays up there. And I was actually going to try to go natural with my grays, too. But I don't like the way it's coming in. It's like just spotting. It's not coming in like full. I've seen some black sisters with beautiful gray hair. Beautiful natural gray hair. Mine ain't covered in like that. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Uli, you have quite a few callers. A couple questions. There's a young lady, I believe. Let me show. We're going to bring Shante on. I believe Shante has a question. Let's go with Shante first, and then we're going to go to Sonia after that. Shante, you online?
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Shay. How are you?
Good evening.
What's your question?
I've been perm free for 4 years, but I do like a dye. You know, me and Redline are good friends. My hair, when it's blown out, it's to my shoulders. Now, if I wanted to, say, go towards locks, what's the steps that I need to do for that process?
Okay. Now, if you blow your hair out, you say it's to your shoulders. When it's not blown out, how long is it?
It's, I would say, chin line.
Okay. I would suggest to you that you will go with the interlocking method because you can still keep your length.
Okay.
As opposed to go with the palm rolling method, because with the palm rolling, a lot of people are going to want to cut your locks so they can start it off neatly and small. But if you go with the interlocking method, you will still keep the length and it will still lock in the same way. You just have to go back for your tightenings once a month, approximately.
Okay, and another question, of course, I have for you, for the sisters who like a weave, like a lace front, what's the warning signs for them, for the hairline? Because sometimes sisters are not seeing that their, you know, the baby hairline is getting thinner and thinner and receding before they attempt to do something or get help.
Okay, now my suggestion is first of all, find out what kind of glue that they're using. Make sure the glue can come off cleanly. Now, there's another product that I tend to use for my clients who are thinning or have lost their edges due to braids or whatever. There's a product that I use called Dominican Magic, and you drop that on after you wash your hair, and that will help the edges to grow back and not thin out as quickly.
Wonderful as hell.
Yeah, it's a very good product. I like it a lot.
Thank Portia,
you. Thank you.
Portia, we got Nondala and we have Sonia on. We're going to bring everybody on in together so that we can get some questions answered. Sonia, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Sonia, you have some questions for Portia? You just got some statements you want to make.
No, I just wanted to make a statement about when everybody is talking about natural and not natural and adding weed. If you're adding weed, you're not natural and different things like that. It concerns me a little bit. I've been natural now. I'm going on 4 years. I'll be 4 years in February. So, and I did a transition. I didn't do the big chop or anything like that. So when I did the transition, I pretty much wore a weed for about 2 years straight. Straight through until all of relaxer grew out and I was able to cut it enough where I didn't have a CWS. So I think my only question, and I was listening a little bit only because I was able to get on around 7:30, and it does trouble me a lot that people say, oh, well, if you're wearing a weave, you're not natural. If I have some leave out and I let some water hit it, you're just going to see just how natural it's going to be. So, and it, you know, you can't be natural if you're wearing a weave. No. I'm wearing this weave because I'm actually out of dealing with these coils sometimes. And you get frustrated with it, but I don't let it frustrate me too much because I'm just going to wear my hair however I want. Like today, it's a true afro. When I say I'm a lazy natural, yep, I'm lazy. I will put moisturizer on it every day, but I probably don't comb it every day.
When I see you, when we go out, when you do not have your weaves in your hair, when you go out, you still look presentable.
Right?
Well, that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you want to be natural. You want to be a weave queen. You want to be a wig queen. I don't care. At least please look presentable. When we talk about wigs and weaves and braids versus natural, we said it's a fine line. What we meant by that was at the time you have your weave in your hair, you're not natural because you got some other stuff in your hair. So it's not your natural look. It's not just that your hair is not natural. Your natural look is no longer who you are because that's not your hair. When I put ponytail in my hair, that ain't my natural look. When I have my hair pinned up, that's my natural look. My hair is natural. So we don't mean natural in the sense of no chemicals. We meant as in the way you look right then. But here's the thing. What do the sisters feel about you being natural one day, weave another day? Have you ever had anybody say anything to you about that?
The only people that actually say, because, you know, I work in a department where there are not too many people that look like me, they really get confused. They get confused a lot, which is funny to me. Because they try to figure out, okay, what is really going on? Because actually, if I blow dry my hair out, I'm a little bit past shoulder length. If you saw my hair today, it's right up, like, shrinkage is real because I'm at my ears when I have my shrinkage. So, and I could come in one day and have blow dried and flat ironed my hair. The next day, it'll be a curly afro because I felt like letting some water hit it. And then another week later, I got my weave in, and it's all the way down to my past my shoulders. And you can tell the looks on their faces are like, And my secretary is not afraid to just ask, okay, what we doing today? And then she'll be like, explain to me how that works, how this works. And she's just curious like that. And I have no problem telling her.
All right. Somebody is on, and your background is taking over. So I need to. I don't know which one of us it is. Nigel,
I got a TV on or something.
Nigel,
I'm here, but I'm absolutely not my background.
Well,
all right.
No.
But I'm gonna check all the backgrounds now.
We'll
check right now.
Portia.
Yes.
Okay, just make sure all of us are still here. Nazir, what do you, Sean, don't go anywhere. Nazir, what do you have to say?
First, hello, everyone. I came into the show a few minutes later from the time that the show started, and I came into my two cousins going back and forth. But I had a concern, and it was when we were speaking about the natural hair and how you have some women, they just go out and they just, you know, they're not, they're not grooming their hair properly and, you know, so on and so forth. Well, I know I've seen a lot of busted-looking weaves. I'm sorry. I have to put you out here for a second. And these women, when we're speaking about professionalism, it doesn't look any less professional with natural or with weaves. Unprofessional is unprofessional. There's no way of saying, okay, just because it's black and it's, if you put a little bit of white in, it's not black anymore, it's gray, or it's a different color. It's not that same black that it was in the beginning, the same way with white. If you put any type of color to anything that's white, it's going to change the color of it. If you have a person that's coming outside with lit in their hair, with natural hair, it's no different than the one that came outside and I saw her tracks. And it's
exactly
matted and so on and so forth. Let me say this also, that, you know, Portia is my stylist, and although I am also a licensed cosmetologist, I respect her opinion highly because she doesn't just do your hair. She gives you hair care. And that's one of the things that we don't do, you know, a lot, and not just African-American women, because it's not just about African-American hair. It's about all hair. Hair is hair. The only difference that there is in hair is the actual curl pattern. You know, somewhere along the line, sometimes we get that really twisted and mixed up, but that's really the only difference between my hair and the Caucasian hair is the actual hair pattern, the curl, whether it's more curl or less curl to the actual hair itself. And so here we go with, you have these people that have these issues with, well, she has weave and she has natural, but how presentable is it? And how do you fit into that look? If you feel comfortable in that look and you fit into that look, whenever it is that look, whatever day, time, you know, style or whatever, be comfortable in your skin.
That's exactly what Portia and I were talking about earlier.
If I decided that I wanted to wear lizards one day and gators the next, they're two totally different types of skins, but this is how comfortable I feel in them.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was telling Portia earlier today. My whole thing with hair is, but that's just it. I think that the idea of the show was, I don't want sisters to have this issue with, I'm natural, you're not. I'm better because you don't know what your roots are. That doesn't make you more blacker than I am because I don't want to wear my hair natural. And you want to wear your hair natural. Like I said in the beginning of the show, and I'm going to reiterate it, if you are natural and you look a mess, you're a mess. If you have a weave in your hair with Brazilian and African roots, you're a mess. If you have a weave in your hair like that and you have a wig in your hair and the rest of your hair is snapping and the rest of your hair is Brazilian, you look a hot mess. If you have braids in your hair and your roots are starting to come out of your braids, you look a hot mess. I'm scared.
I have seen Caucasian women. I have done Caucasian women that have extensions in their hair. They have weave in their hair.
Exactly.
Like we wear it in our hair.
Exactly.
And their hair
they wear more than we do. Don't ever get it twisted.
It
they do it more than we do.
Mess. So it's about your personal choice and your how professional, how classy, how together
you want to look.
You choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever look that it is. Be it natural natural.
I said to Portia, for me, being natural, it's not the natural I have a problem with. It's the same look I have a problem with. When I had the yarn dress, so I don't know if you even saw me when I had the yarn dress. I absolutely loved my yarn dress. Absolutely loved it. Then I went and tried to get the interlock kinky twist kind of thing where you put it in here, then it's like just an afro kind of thing. The girl destroyed my hair, though. It was horrible. But that's what I didn't go to a salon. I went to a whole makeshift somebody else. And, but the natural look I wanted to achieve, but my problem with my hair is it doesn't do what I wanted to do. I wanted to look more, what word am I looking for? Because I don't want to use the wrong word. Have somebody try to curse me out.
Coily.
Coily, that's a good one. More coily.
Thank you. I know that was torture.
That was Sonia. A little bit more coily.
And now, so you know my hair.
Yeah.
You know my hair. So it's not, it doesn't take on the look that I want it to look like. So now what do? If I wanted to be natural, but it ain't the natural I wanted to look like.
Well, see, that's
natural. My hair is natural. I don't have any perm. There's no perm in my hair. There's no color in my hair. It ain't jacking it, but some dippy to do. That's the only thing that's in the hair. But it doesn't come off the way I, like, when I look at natural and I go online, I want to look like that.
Well, see, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a misconception that a lot of people who are natural have. They want to look like the picture that's in online. Uh-huh. They all want hair like Tracy Ellis Ross. And we don't have hair like that. We have
no, my hair is like Tracy, but I don't want my hair like Tracy. I don't want that. I don't want my hair like Tracy. I want my hair like, name somebody else. Okay, I can't think of anybody. I want my hair more. Tracy's, I did that a couple of summers ago, so I have my hair like that. Just curly and just. I just put some conditioner and went and went. It's on Facebook. That ain't what I want. That's not what I want. That's just lazy. That's because I didn't want to blow it out and I didn't want to do it. That's the lazy bit. That's what that was.
But see, that's part of the issue. A lot of women, whether it's weave or whether it's natural hair, they want to come to you with a picture and say, I want my hair to look just like that. But if you don't have hair that looks like that, and again, I'm saying, whether it's weave or natural hair, if you don't have hair that looks just like that, you can't always buy it to look just like that. We have to come to a compromise. We must be real with who we are. We all don't have thick, luscious hair. Some of us are thinning. Some of us are balding.
Right.
We have
right.
to try to understand where we are in our lifespan with our hair that's growing out of our scalp.
Mm-hmm. What I have noticed with my hair is when I don't go and get it blown out as much or do beat as much, it does grow faster for me than when I'm putting more heat on it. I did not, financially, I just wasn't spending any money on my hair, just wasn't. I didn't put any weave. All I did was pin this stuff up for a good year, and I realized. But I was coming back from that bald cut though. I was coming back from that bald cut to now where it is now, and I put nothing in it at all. No, nothing in it. So, but it was growing faster this way than it did the last time I cut it all off, and I put braids in it, and I tried this and I tried that, and I was going to get the doobies, and it wasn't growing as fast. This year, it actually is growing much faster. So what that is in the back?
I don't know. Somebody got a whole lot going on in the background.
Yeah, you guys talk. I'm just gonna text somebody because I think somebody's still on the line and I want them to hang up the line because they're destroying my show.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking more so. I find that the less you manipulate your hair every day, all the time, the more it'll grow. You just wash it, condition it really well. And just put it in your style and you kind of keep it going that way as opposed to putting all that heat in it and constantly braiding it up with all that tension and all that kind of stuff. It just, it grows a little bit. Your lifestyle plays a lot into that. What's going on
outside,
in your life plays into that.
I think outside of the actual aging process, that might not scientifically be completely true because outside of the aging process, your hair naturally grows between 1 inch and 1.5 inches every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So within a 30-day cycle. So you may appear to one day seem to have more fuller hair, and it may be like Portia said earlier, and I'm going to give her kudos again, not only because she's my stylist, because she does natural hair care. She's a hair care specialist. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that do hair, but they're not hair care specialists. They don't specialize
right.
in actually doing hair, manipulating, understanding the everything that has to do with the process of hair. So
they are trained in it. However, the money they want to make supersedes all of that because that takes time. So I don't have time to care about your hair because I got to get the next person in my chair.
It doesn't.
So
that's not necessarily true either. that's not so necessarily true either, because the same amount of time it takes for you to not do a person's hair well is the same time it took to do it the correct way.
I'm talking about when we were taught in school to do hair. First of all, you had to do a thorough check of the hair, thorough check of the scalp, all that. Ain't nobody doing that no more. Ain't nobody doing that. Real good stylist will.
You got to also remember that's your choice, though. You choose to go to those people that are not doing.
But you don't know that as a consumer going into a salon, you don't know what they're taught to do unless you've been to one who has done it.
Unless you go there, you do a little investigation first. When you go into a salon, you don't actually have to sit down and let someone jump right into your hair. You can't actually watch what's going on. You know, a lot of people don't do that, and I totally agree that a lot of people don't do that. But that's another part of the process, what I was speaking about earlier, when it comes to your character, what defines you with your hair. How do you define you, yourself, your individual self, your hair, with these looks that you are trying to achieve. And if you are trying to achieve a look that you know is, like you were speaking earlier, you have this type of texture of hair, and you want to look like this that's in this picture. And like Portia was saying, you have to realistically say to yourself that may not be achievable.
Here's the thing that upsets me about that is there are so many stylists who will sit you in that chair and pretend like it's going to come out just like that. I went last summer and I went and got my hair. It was just starting to grow back, so it was just starting to get a little bit of afro in it. And I wanted to do the rod set, and I wanted, you know, the rod set to be pulled out so it could be like coily, right? That's the word? That didn't work. That didn't work. She took it out with just one big old curl. One big old curl, one big old curl, one big. And I just looked like and I said, okay. So then I tried to take it out or pull it out. Then it was just like I just washed my hands. I'm like, okay, now I'm mad. Because you should have been able to tell. I'm thinking, you know, use a smaller rod. Now, here, now mind you, I've done hair all my life, but I've never done natural hair. So I don't know the first thing about natural hair, about doing it. So I was a little upset, and then I left it like that for a couple of days because I'm like, okay, well, I paid for this, and we're going to wear this like this. And anyway, oh, it looks so nice. You a damn lie. Stop lying. That don't look nice. Stop lying. I took a picture of it and re-looked at the picture. I'm like, that does not look nice. That's a lie.
Okay.
So what somebody else may think it looks nice, it's not like the way it looks. You know I was. Don't lie to me. Do not tell me the truth. When I got the wrong shirt on, say, girl, take that shirt off. When I got the wrong shoes on, girl, them is some ugly shoes. And when your hair is messy, say, that is a mess. Because I am going to tell you that, so I will give you permission to tell me that. I cannot stand to see women with weaves in their hair or wigs in their hair looking a mess. And I can't stand to see a natural sister thinking she natural too when you look a mess. A mess is a mess. I don't care what it is on your shoulders. It's a mess. And we need to, unfortunately, take some time out. Like, so for you, you said you're a natural, lazy natural.
Uh-huh.
But were you always a lazy natural, or were you very into it when you first did it?
No, I'm always lazy with my hair, period, because I have watched so many YouTube videos. When I started going natural, I'm like, you mean to tell me you are doing something to your hair every night, retwisting, recurling, re-wetting,
that's
I said, oh, no, that's not going to work. That's a lot of work.
It is.
No joke. I agree with you.
Yeah, especially
and
when
I'm
you have
like,
a job that's very, very demanding like yours. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm like, I can't do all of that. So I just came up with my own regimen. I'm not bald-headed. I'm not losing any hair. And I'm okay with it.
It works for you.
And some days, like I said, I got this old fluffy afro on top of my head right now because I didn't put anything in it this morning because I woke up late. Oh, well.
But you ain't got no lint in it, do you?
No. That's not gonna work. We're not gonna do that.
Okay. That's all. I'm. No. That's all. Listen. Let me not be very prejudiced when I say this, but I had a bride who was getting married, who was natural, and she would come to the salon every week, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put a comb to this girl's hair. I'm gonna perm her hair. She comes here, I'm gonna slap her ass down, and I'm gonna put some damn perm on her hair. I was saying to myself, okay, closer to her wedding, what is she gonna do to her hair? What is she going to do to her hair? And she brought me the pictures back, and I could not believe the transformation. Nope, still natural, but she actually combed her damn hair. And I'm like, but you would look like that every single day, and that's okay, and this is how you can really look natural? That makes no sense to me.
Okay, I have a question for you ladies. How do we address the sisters who are wrong in their hairstyle without offending them?
If you're my friend, you're asking me to try to.
If you're my friend,
yeah.
I'm just trying to say it.
You're not asking me that. Because if you're my friend, you shouldn't be offended. You should be like, well, all right, but what you think?
Well, not only for you, but a client. Is there anything that you might have said to her that might not have offended her?
No, I would have never gone there with her because she's not my friend. That was business. One of your damn sisters should have told you that. One of your friends that came there with you should have been telling you that. You're not my friend. I don't owe you that. We ain't got to walk down the street together.
If you're styling her hair, you're not even going to say, okay, what are we trying to do right here? Like,
no, I'm not styling her hair. I ain't got nothing to do with her head. It's from the bottom down. I got to style. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Mm-mm. No, that's a
beauty
parlor.
But if you're styling the bottom down, don't you need to work on the top, too? Because all that's
got
to go
No, ahead. Not at all. Nope, not at all. They ain't got nothing to do with me. No, nothing at all. You could put a paper bag on top of your head. Our dress is still going to look pretty.
Nope.
Got nothing to do with me. If we have a rapport with one another, like I will say to the girls, I think your hair looks better up. I think your hair looks better down. But if we have a rapport with one another, like I have some girls who because we deal with these girls for over a year. If I have a rapport with you, I will pull you to the side and be like, can I comb your hair? But that's because I have a rapport with you. This particular bride, we had no relationship outside of the business, outside of you come in, you for your fitting, you come in for giving me money, you come, that's it. And I was just praying every day that she did not look like that on her wedding day. Like, praying. She did not. And she had a professional job. I'm like, you go to work looking like that? Seriously, go to work looking like it. Look, I promise you, when Apple talk about lint, no, lint all in the front, lint all in the bun, lint all. I'm like, and this band is around it. I'm like, oh my god, what is wrong with you? You don't, and your husband don't have, your fiance don't have a problem with doing like that either.
Well, I see my
right.
At least you get married.
Something that we could say to them, pull them aside and give them a little advice or something without offending them, so our sisters don't look a mess in the street because they don't have friends like y'all who will tell us truly how we look.
Well, my thing, and I'll say it again, is I think sometimes you need some professional help. So I think you should direct them to the nearest salon possible.
Mm-hmm.
You have a friend. I have a friend who does hair. I think you should see her because she can really hook you up. I don't know what else you could possibly say other than that. What else could you say? What else could you say?
That's a start.
I don't know. I mean, and you don't want to be harsh when you're saying it to somebody who's your friend either because they're your friend. But you can't hang with me if it ain't right. You just can't. And I'm telling you, I used to be a horrible person when I was young. I had friends who,
you
one girl
say
was
you
in California. No. Yeah, real, worse than I am now. And now, so I know that was your ass who just said that. worse than I am now. I had a friend from California. I'll never forget her, Lucia. At this time, both of our hair was really, really long down our back, both natural. She came up to me and she said, Uli, how do you think I look in a short haircut? Girl, you look gorgeous in a short haircut.
Oh.
Cut that hair, girl. Yeah. Now, I knew for a fact she would not look pretty in a short haircut. She did not have the face or the head for a short haircut. So I'm not that friend anymore. Now I'm a little more honest. I would have been like, girl, hell no, you don't have the head.
You
have
a little bit more, did you?
Just a little bit, just a little bit. Because some of my friends ain't really my friends, so, you know.
That's another
I'm
show.
Like, I'm like, yeah, that's another show. I might just tell you about a little bit. Anything to do. But, honestly, the show is really about, is natural the way to go for everybody, or is it just your own personal preference? And you should not be pushing your personal preference on someone else. Anybody agree?
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I do. And when people ask me why I went natural, I actually went natural to grow out a bad haircut.
Okay, there you go.
That's the reason why I started it. It was
Shante,
a bad
why'd you
haircut.
Go natural?
It was
lazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's why you go natural. Huh?
Well, in my latter years of me going natural, it was just a personal choice. I thought it was, for me, it's been much more convenient. I'm more comfortable with my lifestyle and the way that my hair is now. I've tried so many different styles, and I'm just so pretty. I have this little round African round face, so me having this, and my
just
sounding a little vain. Am I sounding a little vain?
Did you just say that?
Having this open face the way that it is, I can get my hair
off.
So many different styles, and it can go up, it can go down, and I'm still gonna, retain this complete sexiness that I have. So it was a beautiful thing for me. Because it just helped me to achieve even more of those looks.
Wait, Nigel, hold on one second. Nigel and Sonia and Shante, do you know who this is talking?
No.
No, that is talking. That is my double-haired cousin that was at the birthday party, the Muslim sister that was wrapped that brought me the pocketbook.
No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, can't you tell she's related by how she's talking?
Now tell the truth, wasn't I pretty? Tell the truth.
You were.
Yes, you were.
You. Mind your business, Uzi. Now listen. So now me achieving that natural look that I love interlock. The reason why I love interlock, thank you, Portia.
Is that what you have now?
I can do so much with it. You can have this you can have them as thin as you need them to be to achieve so many different looks. Or you can have them thicker, and they can achieve a lot of different looks. You can have them braided one day. You can have them twisted. You can have them curled. You get so many different things that you can do. Now, if you're looking to have it completely, your curl pattern straightened out, that's not going to happen. But I was cool with losing that in all these beautiful looks that I have. So, you know, that's just my hair bio.
Now, Shante, so you are thinking about interlocking? Don't laugh at her, y'all. Don't do that. So, what about you?
Girl.
You prefer just doing your own thing, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it?
You want me?
Yeah,
I'm just going to leave it like this. Like, I'm ready. It's winter time, and I'm ready to throw my weed back up in there in a couple of weeks, and that's how I'm going with the weather. And that's how it's going to be for the next. You know, I do it every 4 weeks.
Yeah,
I change
right.
it up, and I may
right.
change the part, and I may change the hair. It depends on the day, you know. But, yeah, I usually take my weeds out in the summer so I can just let my hair breathe and curls do what they do.
Just do me a favor, Son, since you put them. Just don't put blue in your hair.
Shante. No. I don't do wigs. I do straight up weeds. I make sure I have a net on.
I do
leave.
But only my husband.
I make
sees.
Sure I have leave out.
Don't put no blue one
and
on.
And I have leave out, and I don't flat iron my hair. Once it's flat ironed that first time after she puts it in, the next time it gets flat ironed is 2 weeks later when she washes it, and that's it. I don't flat iron. So if that curl up and that get real wrinkled right up there at the top, well.
So at least you can
I love her. I love her. You know why? Because she's comfortable in her look. She's
right.
not trying to achieve someone else's look. And,
right.
and now when I
right.
say someone else's, she's not trying to achieve a look that's not a part of her own individuality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever your individual looks are, that's your individual. That's your
mm-hmm.
individuality. You can have straight, long, wig, perm, relaxed, twist, what curves, however you want it to look. If you're comfortable in your place, in your space, in your look, then that should be. Who gives a flying what somebody else has to say?
Exactly.
About it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And that's why I just wanted to make it clear
careful,
tonight.
If you're careful and you're professional and you're classy and you present yourself well, however it is that you present yourself. Now, I'm not mad at the girl with the lint in her hair. I wish she would have taken it out, but she didn't. She
well,
didn't
I'm
do
mad
that.
At her. Well, I'm sorry. I'm
absolutely.
Mad at her.
You know why I'm
absolutely.
Not mad at her? Because you
yeah.
don't know why. You don't get Apple back on the phone. You don't know why that child had that lint in her hair, Apple.
There's no reason. There's no reason to have lint in your hair. I don't care what you're talking about. You can go to the damn Lily store and get
no
$3 comb.
$3 comb.
Get there.
She could have been trying to make that look, and Apple can put on blast like that.
Oh, hold on, guys. Hold on 1 second. We have another guest coming on. Malika? Hello?
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam.
How you been? This is Malika, Najla's girlfriend. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah. I'm just coming in. I've been laughing for the last 15 minutes. Y'all didn't hear me. I was trying to bust in the conversation. You talking about the lint. She talking about her sexiness. Imagine they're talking about her complete sexiness. I'm like, that don't hear me. How y'all
what
doing?
What do you have to say, Malika?
Well, I mean, I do both kinds of hair. I do natural and I do weaves, but my heart is in natural, and I suggest that the natural go forth. Let it come forth. It's going to come forth anyway. Even if you get a weave, your natural hair, your natural texture, your natural, what they call it, SPF, your pit, all of that stuff is going to come back in your hair, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that sisters just deal with the naturalness as best as they can. Once you train it, it's under your belt, but you have to train it. You have to try it. You can't duck and dodge it. Yeah, well, I like
absolutely.
A weave every now and then, too. But then I have a weave on and a chemo and feel like I got on two wigs. So I can't do that. I already covered my head. Then I got my head covered over top of the cover. Oh,
Oh, God. I can't.
I mean, and you know what? I'll do that. But I'm just saying.
Hey, Uli, I'm not going to apologize for Malika. I'm telling you that right
and
now.
Don't. I've been trying to get in. Y'all been laughing. But, you know, I suggest that when sisters do stuff like that, they still go back to the naturalness of their hair. Train your hair.
So that way
when you come out of your weave, your hair can still have a wrap. Your hair can still have curls.
You're saying it's okay. So you do weave. But their hair is natural underneath it. It's not processed.
Oh, yeah. I don't do any chemicals. The only chemicals I may do is on a lady that's 65, 70 with a taper on the sides and the back. I don't do any. Only chemicals, when I say chemicals, I mean perms. I do a lot of color. So a lot of my clients can't get perms. So I already have them trained. Like in my shop, we have them trained where the hair can't get a perm anyway.
Right.
You know, and because we big on color. You know, we do a lot of colors.
Hot pink, put blue
and
people.
People like you,
Malika. It's people like you that got some 50-year-old women walking with blue damn hair and don't need it. We're going to talk about your customers earlier.
No, I can do you some blue hair 1 week, and then the next week when you want to be black, I'm able to do that, and you're able
to
do that without breaking
it. I don't care about your hair breaking off because you ain't got no business with no blue hair at 50 years old. That's what we talk about.
What I'm saying to you is we do, when I say, like, a lot of my clients, it'd be, like, younger. You know what I'm saying? Like, older people, that's the only perm. Any kind of perm I do, that's the only perm I do is on people that's elderly. Jerry curls. I got my money from the curl. The curl don't owe me nothing. I don't do the curl no more. I got my money from the curls. The curl era, I got my money. Like the crack era. Them drug dealers got their money. I got my money from the curl.
And that's when it was out, too. Listen, ladies, we have 1 minute to close up. I want to get everybody's closing statement.
I missed it, but inshallah, I'll call back next time.
Please do. Please do. I appreciate it. Assalamu
alaikum. I will. Inshallah.
Don't go anywhere yet. I want everybody's closing remarks. Show them what you got to say to close out.
I mean, you know what? Just love who you are. Love who you
exactly.
are and what you're doing.
Yeah.
With
I second yet. That. I second that.
I'm going to need
to tell you what you got to say.
Yes, I agree. And also what Portia said, maybe go in for a consultation with someone who could tell you exactly what you need so that you don't spend a lot of money on unnecessary products that you end up tossing away.
Right. Portia, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What's your closing remark, honey?
My closing remark is basically if you decide to go now to do it with some guidance from a professional, you're still going to have to spend money on products. And just go with, have some guidance before you go now.
Alika?
Well, my closing remark is if anybody need any help or any guidance as far as natural hair and keeping it healthy, call me, email me, inbox me, whatever.
We're going to put yourself on Facebook.
I'm available.
We're going to put yourself on the Every Woman Talk Show, you and Portia. Now, so what you got to say, we got to get out of here.
The next together you have, my hair will be lime green.
Okay, anyway, here's my closing remark, and this is what I want our sisters to know. It doesn't matter if you're natural. It doesn't matter if you weave. It doesn't matter if you wear a wig. It doesn't matter if you wear braids. Please, just make sure you look right. That's all. Just make sure
Take care of yourself.
Good night.
Everyone,
we'll talk
to you.
I'm a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a sincere, secretly an optimist.